our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. We are launching into the third hour of the program. And as usual, you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. In fact, you can create the content on the site. Whatever it is that you find online you want to share with our other listeners, you submit it as show prep to the freetalklive.com site. It pops up in the upcoming stories queue, and then that's when other people can begin voting on whether or not they like your suggestion. You get to vote on things too, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, coming up, we'll talk about bigotry. But first, Nick is on the line in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. When you said pertussis, Mark, I think you meant pertussis, which is whooping cough.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. After the last time I called, Ty from Tennessee requested intellectual ammunition against pro-union arguments. I think that arguing for or against unions, getting credit for any particular advancement in workers' rights, is a bit of a red herring, because what's often ignored is the role that the government played and continues to play in oppressing those rights to begin with. I remember learning, even in government high school, that back in the Industrial Revolution era, many perfectly legitimate union activities were illegal. For example, the Great Railroad Strike of 1877 was put down by federal troops literally sticking their guns in the faces of the workers and telling them to get back to work.
Mm. Oh,
on
yeah.
The topic,
yeah.
Did you have something to say?
I'm sorry, I just only to agree with you.
Okay. On the topic of state licensure, this is a perfect example of the invisible strangling hand of the government that I mentioned in my last call. There's a great unfulfilled need in the marketplace for vetting products, not only for safety, but to make sure they do what they claim. But that need goes largely unnoticed by consumers because they think the government regulation is protecting them. But government regulation is effectively crowding out the kind of private product approval processes that might otherwise exist, because just as with the post office and public schools, we have to pay for the government version already anyway, so there's not really enough money left over for a better private version.
Because the government's version is more expensive, because there's no competition in between different providers as well.
Yeah. What I think would happen in a truly free market is that people would pay more attention to approval labels on packages, and more importantly, I think that companies would have more incentive to seek out those seals of approval, because without the government limiting their liability, they would have to contract with some other entity to share liability costs. I think that so-called corporations would still exist even in a free marketplace, but they would be limited liability only in the sense that they are sharing the cost of restitution with another entity. The problem with our current corporation structure is that the entity with which corporations contract to protect themselves from liability is the government, which has the power to ignore your claims of restitution.
So you're saying that a corporation in that a business in a world where there was where freedom reigned would in fact have insurance?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, like I don't think there's any reason to use the term corporation,
right.
Yeah.
When you're talking about a business with insurance, because I, as a sole proprietor, if that's what I were, could buy insurance also, thus limiting my liability.
I think Nick always has very thoughtful calls, and I really appreciate hearing from you. Nick, when are you moving to New Hampshire? Or are you moving to New Hampshire? Because we sure could use a good thinker up here.
Oh, thanks. I'm flattered, but I actually like it just fine here. I mean,
in Illinois. Are you okay?
Well,
seriously?
I'm willing to tolerate a lot. Let me put it that
way. Is it the
Illinois free rent?
Illinois is one of those places where I keep hearing more and more police state type stories coming out of.
Me too.
More and more. And up there with California and Massachusetts.
Increasing the income tax.
Don't accidentally film a cop, for God's sake, Nick.
Is it a great job or a girlfriend or something like that? I mean, what is it it's not like the weather's any better in Illinois, right? I mean, what is it about Illinois that's so attractive to you?
I like the weather here, actually. But it's where my family is and friends are. And, I read an article recently that success is not the key to happiness. It's having good friends and people you love around you. And
I
can take on anything.
It's certainly
important. Agree with you, and it's, you know, for me it was an improvement coming to New Hampshire because I had this foundation. It's not necessarily that for everybody, and maybe not for you, but for me it was such an improvement because coming here just for the basic elements of happiness, you know, good friends and things like that. It's that because we had this shared foundation of principles. There's so much more you can get along really well with people when there's that basic shared foundation of, you know. And that's what I got here that I didn't get as much elsewhere.
You know, I think that's largely true, Nick, that friends and the people that support you are a basis for happiness. But I also think that there's a certain type of person that won't allow themselves to sort of, you know, they won't allow second best from themselves. They won't allow themselves to act in sort of an immoral fashion. You know, and that's what I felt. For me, as far as the Free State Project went, I didn't feel like I was doing the best I could do for liberty. That's why I chose the Free State Project, because, well, you know, I couldn't do anything for liberty by being off in Sarasota, Florida, where the sun's, you know, bright and shiny and the birds chirp all year
round. Just curious, Mark, have you made any friends up here in New Hampshire in the last 4 years?
Well, it's been 4 years. It'd be really difficult not to, right?
Hey, and Nick, thanks for the call. If you're happy where you are, that's great. Stay there. But
yeah,
I'm
not trying to scold anybody.
No. You're just giving your story, your experience. But for me, I wouldn't want to be with my friends if we were all in a gulag. I mean, it would be nice to have them there if in the gulag, but I'd rather be somewhere else with friends. You know what I mean? I'd rather be somewhere more pleasant with friends.
Yeah, you know, I had friends in prison. I didn't stay with them. You know, well, it's a ludicrous thing to say, right? Like, I had friends. I was in prison for 9 years.
Yeah.
I had friends at that prison, and on the day I was allowed to leave, I left. I did not attempt to stay.
We're going to miss you guys, but bye.
Goodbye. And the idea, you know, and I hate to poke fun at people that can't move for whatever reason. That's not what I'm trying to do. If you've got a family or whatever, you know, that reason's good enough for me. But this is just what the argumentum, no, reductum ad absurdum, where you reduce the argument to the most ludicrous angle and then take a look at it. I'm sorry, states like New York, Illinois, California are in some ways being reduced to these police states, you know, places that are extraordinarily unpleasant to live. And they're moving closer to prison and farther from freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point do you say, goodbye, prison, goodbye, inmates, you know, love you, you can come with me if you want.
Right, if you're my family and my friends, then maybe you would be persuaded to come with me. But maybe staying where you are is more comfortable, and,
yeah,
you know, whatever. If that's most comfortable for you and that's the way you like your life, by all means, enjoy it as the monolithic state continues to be built around you. I hope that you're able to stay happy in those circumstances. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
I wonder if Nick has, this is totally speculative. I honestly don't know, but I wonder if Nick has asked the against me question to his friends. And said, you know, like, find out who is really your friend.
What's the question?
If you mention, for instance, if you find out that they support some form of statism, whatever it is, paying taxes, locking
the
people
military
up for drugs, for harmless activities, mm-hmm, things like military, things like that. Ask them, you know, would you choose that over me? Would you choose, like, if I say I'm not going to pay my taxes because it's going to go support things that I morally object to, like killing brown people in other countries and trying to kick people out of this country who haven't harmed anyone and locking people up who haven't harmed anyone, et cetera, and so forth. If I decide I'm not going to pay my taxes to support these things that I morally object to, do you support the gun coming out against me and putting me in prison or threatening me with violence if I don't comply? And then find out, like, who do you prefer, the state or me? Have you asked that? Because if you say, oh, I have all these friends here, I make sure you've asked that question because you might find out who your friends really are.
Mm, indeed. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
You got me?
Yeah,
hello?
Sure, go for it. What are your thoughts?
Okay. I was just wondering what your opinion is on the 9/11 thing that happened with the planes. Do you think they took them over by K-band or whatever that band was with the automatic pilot?
I don't know anything about that. My opinion is I don't have one as far as what the real story is. I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the conspiracy stories either.
Yeah, I thought K-band was like a satellite channel.
No, it's KU-band.
KU-band.
There's L-band on satellite, too, and C-band.
Yeah, are UK or UK-band or something?
I don't know. I never heard anything about that. Why?
I was just wondering,
Yeah, I try not to think about those things. I mean, I think about advancing liberty in my lifetime and how we can get from here to a totally voluntary society. I think about advocating the ideas of liberty and spreading them and outreaching to people and getting out in the streets and, you know, doing activism and encouraging people to get together who believe in this same ideas of liberty. And I don't really focus on what really happened in events gone past. Thank you for the call. We're coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And Dale, you can join him on a couple of his different websites. He's got two of them that are fairly active these days. One of them, his cartoon site, anarchyinyourhead.com, which has picked up in the last couple of weeks with a flurry of new cartoons because you've changed your distribution model.
I'm taking contributions that will speed along the output of cartoons, mainly because people were complaining that I wasn't putting them out very much and I couldn't take the time. It's very time consuming.
Yeah.
And so, but people and surprised me, and people made donations, and so I had to crank out some cartoons. But that's fine. That's fine. I liked being surprised in that way.
You're like, yeah, well, put your money where your mouth is. And they did.
They did.
I know. They kind of caught me off guard there. I kind of expected to be able to just slack off again. Like, they're not going to give me money to do this.
And see Dale's cartoons over at anarchyinyourhead.com. I think you just released a fresh one with Angry Josh, a longtime character on the cartoon.
Yep.
That was your most recent one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can go to anarchyinyourhead.com and see that. Also, Dale hosts his own radio program on Sundays called Prometheus Unchained.
And you can go to PrometheusUnchained.net or FlamingFreedom.com.
FlamingFreedom.com. Grab the archives there and get details on how to listen live. Our number here, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of archives, we've got a lot of them on our website at FreeTalkLive.com. In fact, going back all the way to late 2006, all of them are free. Thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website. They've got free site builder tools there. They've got more than 4,500 templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, they'll offer you the very best service. A 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. They even give you $100 in Google AdWords credit. Just go to hostgator.freetalklive.com. That's the portal we've created. And if you go through that portal, you'll get your first month completely free. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right. 800-259-9231. We continue here. We'll talk about bigotry, hopefully, in just a moment. Also, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac still to come here tonight, so stay tuned for that and the special contest line. But Rick is with us in Arizona. First, Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Rick. Rick in Arizona. Going once.
Maybe Nick. Do you mean Nick?
Nick in Arizona. Hello there.
Hey, that's me. How's it going?
Hey, it's Nick from popblock.org, right?
Yep, that's me.
All right, Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if any of you guys had ever heard of a statist argument against the free market where they call it the myth of the free market, and they claim that no matter what, no matter any argument you can come up with, the government has to be there for it to work. Like, you know, they claim that, oh, you have a free market and you're going to trade your things, but how are you going to get there? You got to take the roads, and the government built the roads. What are you going to do with the free market? You're going to use money that's backed by the government. Every single thing you can think of, they throw back at you that the government is there. Have you guys ever run into that?
Certainly. It's the group of people that that really firmly believes that there are certain services and products that cannot be provided by the marketplace, that must be provided by in a sort of a socialized means. Sure.
When you run into someone like that, I'm about ready to just give up on it, because no matter how many obvious examples of a true free market I give them, you know, I go all the way down the list, like, you know, prisoners using cigarettes in prison, you know, that's a free market, and there's definitely no government oversee or no government permission for that.
I wouldn't say that's a free market. I mean, Mark, you've been in prison. Nope. That would be a restricted marketplace.
Yeah, so it's people.
Well, it definitely is restricted, but.
It seems like the most gaping flaw in this whole notion is that just the idea that just because the government is doing it now, the government has monopolized a number of things, You know, so obviously, yeah, I mean, they're not letting anyone else do it. And so by default, it appears that that's the only way it can be done. They're using violence to prevent anyone else from doing it. That's true with money. It's true with the roads. It's true with a lot of things, more and more. Education is getting increasingly that way.
It appears as though this is a book. It's called The Myth of the Free Market, The Role of the State in a Capitalist Economy by Mark A. Martinez.
Yeah.
You can get it at Amazon.freetalklive.com if you want to hear their socialist tripe and Keynesian economics. But, you know, I think that the best way to approach this is I've got this kind of soft sell direction that I think is really the best for folks like this. Look, I'm not for or against government. If I'm for people being provided goods and services. I'm all for that stuff. The only thing I'm against are monopolies and people using violence to get what they want. Threats, violence, and coercion to get what they want. Are you for those things?
Well, yes, Mark, because sometimes some people won't go along with the program.
Are you talking about people that won't go along with the program that use threats, violence, and coercion to get what they want? Or are you talking about people that are living peacefully that you have to go out and, like, extort money from them or something?
Right. Well, you know, if you want these services to be provided, then they have to be provided to everybody, and that means everybody needs to pay.
Well, I don't see why you have to provide services to everybody if everybody doesn't want to pay.
So what are you going to do, try to keep them off your roads?
Well, do you keep people off your lawn?
Do you keep people off the sidewalk? Are you saying that people shouldn't be able to walk from one point to another?
You don't keep people off the sidewalk because you force everyone to pay for it.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. You have to force everybody to pay for it if you want to have a system in which people can live.
You don't have to have that if people don't need to, you know, people don't necessarily need to use these items. And many businesses offer sidewalks in front of their business in order to entice people to come in.
Oh, so you want the sidewalks to be run by corporations now?
I don't believe in corporations. Corporations are tools of the government.
So you want greedy businessmen to run sidewalks?
No.
How's that going to work?
I don't want greedy businessmen to run the government, which is what they do today, which is what you're advocating.
Sure, but we can change that. We'll just elect some of our, you know,
country
people.
How's that going? It's been 100 years of the new society. How's it going?
We're working on it, Mark.
Yeah, failing at every turn.
I'm out of ideas. Trying to play a statist here.
It's tough.
Yeah,
we don't have a statist.
Funny.
All right, Nick, anything else you want to share?
I started off talking to this guy, and I was using Molyneux's against me argument, and I got him to admit that he doesn't think it's a good idea to use force.
It's good to start.
But it's just like, that's it. He just like hits his head up against a concrete wall. So,
well, that's okay. All you've got to do is show him the gun.
If you show him, here's the thing. The idea is that there's certain things that can't be done unless the government does them. And the thing is, all those things that the government's doing, it's doing it horribly. And if you can just point out to him that the reason why it's doing it horribly is because it's a snake oil. It's being sold as a snake oil solution. The idea is that this is the way it has to be done in order
Dale,
to
make a note. We're going to come back to that point here in just a moment. Nick, if you want to hang on and continue the discussion, we can do that too. But I want to make sure we give away this 2-pack of the Totisac here. We've all used it. We all have our own Totisac to bring the groceries back in from the car. I love it. You can go to Totisac.us to get your own. Order a family pack. I think is it six that come in a Totisac?
Yeah, six in a family pack. I think it's $16.99.
It's good. It's cheap. It's great. Great product. A very affordable, Totisac.us. But you win a 2-pack if you call in right now at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. A 2-pack of the Totisac is yours. Call in now, 603-435-1105. More about the so-called myth of the free market here in a few moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring us whatever you want. Just dial 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. We bring you features on our website for free because, well, that's the way I think a talk show website should be, and it's, you know, makes us a little more competitive to the other guys who want to charge you for their sites. You can go and enjoy the webcam over at cam.freetalklive.com, which allows you to listen and watch and chat at the same time because the chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy and know that it's brought to you by Memory Dealers. Oh, hold on, Mark. Sorry, you were talking before the show. Go ahead.
MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. These transceivers are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we continue here. 800-259-9231 is the number, and we bring back Nick. I think he's still with us. Nick in Arizona, are you there?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up one more thing. Kind of tie it back to what you guys were talking about earlier with licensing and certification. This one person that I'm having this conversation with is, but he identifies himself as a as a lefty. You know, he's anti-war.
Surprise.
And I've always said that I've had more luck talking to lefty people than righty people, because it's easier to talk to a lefty person about free markets than it is to talk to a social conservative about letting me live my life the way I
agree with
fit.
You completely.
Right, you know, because a lefty will generally eschew violence. They'll say, oh, no, we wouldn't use violence against somebody who hadn't used it first. We'd never do that. And then all you have to do is show them that, in fact, the government is an institution of a monopoly privilege on the use of violence.
I still
feel that makes it simple.
Yeah, I still feel that a lot of people on the left are libertarians at heart. They just don't get it. They don't, like you said, they don't get the connection. They don't see the gun in the room. They don't realize that they're using violence to achieve their goals. They don't really want to do that, but they don't really see it. It's nice and separated from them. And if you show it to them, they get it. And I think they really are liberty lovers at heart, more so than right. If you look at a lot of the people on the right, especially go really right wing, they are authoritarian at heart. I mean, these are the, you know, when you talk about a hardcore patriot, these are people that are like ready to use violence to impose the goodness and wonderfulness that is America on everyone, you know, not just in other countries, but here. You know, they're the ones that are all for the police state, to get the immigrants, to crack down on the drug users, to keep the gay people from getting married. I mean, they're very authoritarian at heart.
You know, what you're saying there reminds me of something I wanted to point out in this whole conversation about, you know, what you originally pointed out, Nick, was that there's this objection that you're getting from people on the left, essentially, to where they don't really understand that, like, you could show them the gun in the room, and you said your friend agreed that he didn't want to use force on people, but then it just, you hit the brick wall because he doesn't have the vision for what a society in which there is no violent monopoly that we know of as government today, in which that doesn't exist. It can be very hard to try to envision a world without something that you've been used to experiencing throughout your entire life. So when you're talking about how you believe a lot of lefties are maybe libertarians at heart, that's probably true in that they eschew the violence, but they don't know how else to do it. They look at this
right.
issue of the roads and they say to themselves, but what
it's
about
always been that way. They don't know how to think of it any differently.
Or what about the, you know, the free riders, or what about the old guy down the street that doesn't want to cooperate? Or, you know, there's all kinds of objections that come forth that the easy answer is to say, well, let's just twist his arm. Let's just, you know, make him go along with this. We know it's the right thing to do, you know, to do this. So let's just force people to go along with it. And it can be very difficult to get over that hump and to try to visualize what things could be like in the free marketplace, providing with these free market services.
Most of the horror stories that they're afraid of happening if the government doesn't do something, they're happening in spades right now.
Right.
But I guess there's somehow this notion that they'll be worse or something. Like if we don't make people get driver's licenses, that there'll be more accidents. More accidents on the road. Like, dude, there's a lot of accidents right now. There are a lot of accidents. There's all these things that the state's running that it's not doing a good job on. I don't know why they're so convinced that it's gonna that it has to be worse if there's a free market system
it's
with
fear.
More accountability.
It's fear. It's a lack
it's
of.
It's just fear of change and difference than what they've been they've seen their whole lives.
I've been through it when I was trying to figure out how the marketplace could provide protection services like police, for instance. I mean, that was a tough one for me to really wrap my mind around. I mean, The Market for Liberty is a great book that really helped me out, but I had to read the relevant chapters more than once before I could really start to absorb it. It's not easy.
And I'm trying to get him to read Mary Ruart's Healing Our World.
Oh, yeah, great choice.
I think that would probably be a really good read for this guy. And just one last thing, and I'll get out of your guys' hair. He seems to have this, you were talking about licensing and certification earlier, where he seems to think that they're one and the same. So one of his arguments is, oh, you eat your government-approved food that's safe because the government, you know, makes it safe, and then you drive in your government-approved safety feature car on your government-paid-for roads. And
well, I use my government-approved, license to drive. Do you think it makes me any better of a driver? I mean, I guess is really the question you've got to ask him. I mean, what kind of Nimrod possibly imagines that little piece of pocket, that little piece of plastic in your pocket makes you a better driver? I took a test when I was 16 years old. I was in prison for 9 years, did not operate a motor vehicle the entire time. I went in, I got my driver's license renewed, wham, bam, they did not even ask me to drive a vehicle.
You know what a friend of mine brought up? And he describes himself as a libertarian, and he was saying, when I talked about licensing and how silly it is, that licenses are just about tracking people. They're not about making sure people are good drivers. They're about tracking everyone and treating them as a potential criminal. Every single innocent person, treating them as a potential criminal and tracking everything they can do. And I told him, he brought up Mack trucks. Do you know how complicated it is to drive a Mack truck? Can you imagine if people were driving Mack trucks without licenses and training? And I said, hold on a second. Is this your Mack truck or is it someone else's Mack truck? It's like, what? Like, what does that have to do with it? Like, first of all, let's say it's not your Mack truck. Let's say you're working for a company that delivers things. Do you think they're going to let you drive that thing without being convinced that you are well trained in that truck? I mean, you don't think they're going to make you go somewhere that gives training and that has a good reputation for training people and driving a truck before they get paid for insurance for your ass and put you in their truck that's tens of thousands of dollars? You know,
it's ignorance.
And then if it's yours, are you going to want to drive that thing and after you've spent $50,000 or I don't know how much they are? I'm sure it's a lot. Yeah, it's got to be more than that.
100,000.
Yeah, I think more like 100,000. If you spent
you might
that
get
much
used
money,
one for less than 100.
If you're that invested in that, you think you're going to get in there and start driving it around without proper training?
Yeah.
You really want to? Oh yeah, I spent $250,000 on this, but I'm just going to go hop in and take it for a spin without any training or without a good, you know, without a good commercially viable license.
And you'd be responsible for your actions in the end of it. If you
right.
do, if somebody does decide to hop in a Mack truck that's unqualified or drunk or whatever it is that they've done, they should be responsible for their actions. It's the responsibility for one's actions that keeps them from jumping off of cliffs. It's the responsibility for one's actions that should keep them from doing most dumb things. If they do something, they should be responsible for those actions. Why do you need a license for in that?
And reality tends to hold people responsible for their actions. It's not government that does that. It's reality.
Right. Hey, Nick, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Good discussion tonight. Appreciate it at 800-259-9231. The people that make this claim that, well, you're eating your food that was created by the, you know, that was made, ensured it was safe by the government, they really don't understand why safety exists. They don't understand how it is that it's actually the marketplace functions of competition that ensures that customers are right. safe. This is one of those brilliant areas for the government because they've managed to insert themselves into industry in this role of the regulator that gives them the ability to paint themselves as the organization that's saying, oh, it's all our fault. You know, the USDA, we're the ones out there keeping you safe. No, no. In point of fact, it's the companies that deliver and process and sell the food that are keeping you safe. I mean, if government made things safer, then why not put government in charge of all of the food production? Why not just have government manufacture all the food? I mean, if government is so great at doing things and so,
don't
you know,
give people
helpful,
ideas, Ian.
Well, they tried that before in the past, and look how it worked out. Check the Soviet Union, in case you doubt me. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can explain a little bit further about how safety is brought about by competition in a moment. You can also bring up anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts, your calls. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where you'll find that the features are free. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier today for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people all over the place to the ideas of liberty. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more at amp.freetalklive.com. Just a quick thought, a little further on the idea that, well, it's the government that helps keep the food safe. Thank goodness we have the government here to keep our meat healthy and all of the veggies fresh, and the government is out there keeping your children safe, etc. Well, the reason why safety exists in the marketplace is because we have competition. If there were one food provider, then it wouldn't matter how bad the food was, because you wouldn't be able to go anywhere else to get the food.
That food provider would be protected from liability by the government, too.
Like the vaccine companies that are very few and very large.
Or like the government that is essentially protects itself from liability.
Yes. I suspect the vaccine companies, there's only one vaccine company per vaccine, is what my supposition is. I don't know this to be true, but I would suspect that there is only one rubella, manufacturer of rubella vaccine. I don't know if that's true.
So, because...
They're heavily subsidized by government, by the way.
I don't know if they're...
A lot of them. A lot of the vaccines.
They're certainly protected from lawsuit.
Sure, the government's buying a bunch
of vaccines. Besides that, they're subsidizing the fact that the government pays for a lot of the vaccines.
Right.
Yeah. So they can mass produce.
You got multiple grocery stores out there that want to sell you their veggies and their meat and their perishable products, and they want to make sure that those products are in as good a shape as possible, that they're as fresh as possible, because they want to be able to advertise they sell the freshest product.
Oh, look at the Jack in the Box scare that happened. I mean, you know, the Jack, some people got sick some time back off of some meat from Jack in the Box or something. And that created this, like, ripple through the whole industry. Everyone was like, oh, crap, you know, we got to really be careful about meat now, you know, because people getting sick, and that got very publicized. The media covered it. It's that kind of thing. It's that kind of publicity that companies do not want. And there's Absolutely. Things like just a free speech media. A media that can report on these things and you know, get information out there and stuff like that, and get this sort of this PR backlash is the kind of thing that's much more restrictive on what governments do than government regulations. And so you can pay off people that come, and it happens.
Oh yeah,
in spades. If you talk to anyone who's been in the food industry, there's all these ridiculous regulations. They pay off people. You know, they have people who come, they get a free meal at the restaurant, they slip them some cash, and they walk out without checking off all the boxes.
Even if they don't do such a thing, generally people in the industry will always tell you that it's the private inspectors, the ones that work for the company, that are always much more thorough than the government inspectors. Unless
they don't want to get sued, they don't want the PR backlash of a horrible meat scare like the Jack in the Box scandal from years ago.
All right. So unless you have a situation where you know, the owner has done something that's pissed off somebody in the local government, at which point they can't do anything right by the inspector.
Let's go to your phone calls. Dan is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, this is Dan. I know y'all heard about that earthquake that happened in New Zealand in Christchurch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I watched this lady explain how she said the weaponist, she said she's not a conspiracy theorist, but at the same time she said it could be. Does that make sense?
Well, what, you know, could be what?
Be what?
Because they
not because could be what? What is the could be what?
A HAARP earthquake.
Oh. Yeah, that is a conspiracy theory.
Well, how would you know if it were? I suppose it could be
because every bomb that's blown has a signature, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
I don't know.
Every bomb. You ever watch these shows on A&E about a bomb explodes? And
what does that have to do with the idea that there's some radio tower causing weather patterns?
Supposedly they got a HAARP technology that can create earthquakes.
Okay.
Do you believe that's true?
And it has
Do you believe that is true, sir?
What are you suggesting we do? What do you suggest?
Look into
find out.
It, but I can say this.
How?
Is,
how do you want me to look into it? Do you want me to drive to a certain place and, like, tell me what I need to do? Tell me, like, how do I look into it?
When you
Research. I don't believe it right now. You know, it's like, if you
right
can tell
now,
me something practical I can do about it. What if it's true? Okay, if it's true, then what am I supposed to do?
Something practical I can say. Because we are not supposed to fight. Don't you agree with that?
We're not supposed to. What's that?
The Bible says, be not overcome by evil. But overcome evil with good.
I'm for that.
So that's
okay.
Our weapon,
in
right?
Practical,
that's
in practical
our
terms,
weapon.
What do you want me to do to find? What do you want me to do about this? If it, let's say it's true. Right, let's say I did some research and I go, okay, I think it's a HAARP weapon. Now, what do you want me to do about it?
Ask people to hop on the ark.
What are you talking about?
What's that going to do? Wait,
you know what the ark is?
No, sir. Please explain.
It's a boat that was 3 football fields long, 5 stories high, made of
golden
wood, over the course of, I believe, 200 years.
Build an ark to protect you from the HAARP waves. Is that the idea?
No, you're not going to be protected, but you're going to be saved.
If you get on the ark. What are you talking about?
Boy,
if doomsday is coming, then I'm just leaving.
This is the reason.
Thanks for the call.
This is the reason that bunkers are a waste of money.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, the call's.
You're going to get drowned.
Let's continue here. Yeah, all right. So, Mr. Anonymous calling from Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live.
Mr. Anonymous, hi.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Mr. Anonymous. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your
hi,
line
Dale.
Tonight?
Hi, Mark. Hey, I'm actually calling from New Hampshire, but I am from Kansas City.
Indeed. I know
anyway,
you are,
I'm calling
sir.
About
Go
two points. I don't know how much time you guys have left, so I hope okay, 9/11, I think you should be a little more, you know, courteous to the people that call in about 9/11. Not like this last guy. Cut him off quick. 9/11 truthers in general, confessing as a former 9/11 truther.
We've never been mean to the 9/11. Well, okay. Well, we've been.
Some of them, we were a little mean.
We generally are pretty good with them.
Yeah, we're usually pretty nice to
them. We work on it, at least.
Well, I think they think that it's important to, you know, talk about 9/11 because they think it's going to help,
so,
you know, sort of regular people see the government actors as the criminals that they are.
I want to talk about the sinking of the Maine. Now, there's a piece of history that is relevant. Relevant, I tell you.
When is it not, like, I don't know, at what point do you ever feel like there's going to be a point when it's time to stop talking about it and move on?
Oh, I don't know. Different strokes for different folks, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't talk about it, really. You know, so I did things like I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I think that's a good thing to do for liberty.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I do understand, like an earlier caller tonight, that, you know, some people make the choice not to move or can't or, you know, put it off for a while. And, hey, life is a long life. You know what I'm saying?
Things
we're not going to win this battle overnight. So,
yep.
But in any event, I do think that as far as 9/11 truthers go, they should pretty much give up on it.
I agree.
And, you know, focus on liberty and just, you know, as Molyneux says, focus on the gun in the room.
Absolutely. It is such a distraction. It is a huge time sink, and it leads down the crazy conspiracy rabbit hole into even more lunacy, like the idea that, you know, there's lizard men walking around as humans. Hey, Mr. Ananas, appreciate your call and the critique at 800-259-9231. Let's go to an unscreened call on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, it's Johnson. I've just got a quick announcement. You had mentioned it on the Free Talk Live Facebook profile about a week ago, and there has been progress. If people go to fspnascar.com, currently there is like a contest to sponsor a car in the Free State Project. Someone came up with a clever idea of putting making a Free State Project designed and themed NASCAR car, and the potential exists for this car to become a real car. And
yeah. It's very high in
the at the time you announced it was 451 votes behind, but as of tonight it is only 35 votes away from being the lead car.
I swear if the Free State Project car cannot beat I Love You Dad or whatever the number one car is, it'll be sad. Like
it's some really patriotic one I just saw.
Oh, they're horrible. The top five cars right now, Love You Dad, which is just some. I mean, I'm sure Dad was really nice. It's just a car with a guy's picture on it. The third place one is State Police. That's horrible. There's another one, Remembering Dale, about the Dale Earnhardt driver, okay. And then finally 9/11 Design Number One, which is essentially an American flag with 9/11 written on it. So most of them are pandering statist or really kind of, you know, focusing on dead people.
And the design looks really cool. The black and gold Free State Project one is really cool.
So, go to fspnascar.com and click the vote button. That's all you have to do. Then you're done. You can do it again tomorrow.
Super fast and easy.
Hey, thanks, Johnson, for the call tonight. We didn't get to the bigotry thing, so let's make a note. It's going to be
I'll talk about it on
week.
My show this Sunday.
All right, that's cool. More coming up tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.